The Syrian government is calling for a public apology from the United States over an attack that killed 83 Syrian troops nearly 10 days ago. The Syrian president's media advisor, Buthania Shaaban, made the demand in an interview with the Lebanese media on Monday. She added that the U.S. officials have already conveyed an apology to the Syrian government, but not through official channels. Washington says it has, quote, relayed regret for what it calls the unintentional airstrike against Syrian soldiers fighting Daesh terrorists. U.S. officials added that the warplanes bombed the Syrian troops until they were notified by Russia that they were hitting the wrong target. Following the air attacks in the city of Deir ez-Zor, Daesh launched an assault on the Syrian forces and captured a strategic hilltop in the area. Let's speak to Edward Corrigan. He's an international human rights lawyer, and he joins us via Skype from Ontario. Many thanks for joining us here on Press U, Mr. Corrigan. Now, is this call for a public apology a fair one?
Well, actually, it's the very bare minimum. Supposedly, the Americans have passed on through unofficial channels their regret that they should make a public statement at minimum. But this whole attack begs a lot of other questions. You know, it's almost impossible that the Americans did not know what they were attacking in this area in Syria, because they knew there was a Syrian air base there, and this area was hotly contested between the Syrian government, army, and also ISIS. And immediately after the attack, ISIS attacked the hill and captured it, overlooking the Syrian air base. The Americans brag that they have, you know, technology and satellites and everything. They can read somebody's newspaper or license plate. So in my mind, it's impossible they did not know what they were attacking. Either they were fed false information, perhaps by the Israelis, to initiate this attack, or there was a deliberate attempt on the part of some elements within the Pentagon to sabotage the U.S. and Russian brokered truce, and that the Pentagon did not want to share information with the Russians. So this was a great way to kill the peace accord. The ISIS and al-Nusra Front and other Islamic militants used this opportunity to strengthen their position, get arms. And they've been aided by the Saudis, Qataris, even by the Israelis, and of course even the Americans and the British. So they were increasing their position and consolidating during this truce. Then of course there was the attack on the humanitarian convoy in Aleppo, which the Russians said there was no planes in the air at that time, certainly not their planes, and why would Russia and Syria attack this? So it's going to be a big diplomatic disaster. But if the Americans want to distract attention from their either deliberate or grossly negligent action in the attacking of the Syrian soldiers, this was a distraction that would focus the media's attention away from what they should be focusing on, is what really were the Americans up to, and why are they supporting ISIS in the civil war, when of course their rhetoric and is to the opposite. But really, when you look at it, the Israelis, the Americans are in fact supporting ISIS and providing weapons.
Well, speaking of Corrigan, a top Syrian official has recently just come out and said that they are in possession of an audio file which proves that not only was this attack on Syrian soldiers intentional on the part of the U.S., but also it has communications between the U.S. and Daesh, with the U.S. officials or forces telling Daesh to take over the region once these airstrikes are over. Now, if this is verified, what repercussions can this hold?
Well, it just really tears the mask off of what the Americans are up to. But the trouble is, the Western media has been lying repeatedly. This is not the first instance where there has been communications intercepted between Al-Qaeda and Daesh and ISIL and the Americans, and there have been, you know, reports and confirmation that the British and the Americans are providing arms to ISIS earlier in this war. So this is, you know, the media is not going to do its job, and the press TV, you know, Russian Today and other international media, and actually the alternative media in the United States, they don't get the same sort of saturation in the public. The other thing that's this is terrible, but the media will control the agenda, and They're repeating lies and disinformation all the time, so the North American public is not really getting the truth. The European public is getting, I think, a much better view of things. They have access to information on both sides. But there also was a report of a Russian missile strike on an intelligence headquarters near Aleppo that had Israelis, Americans, Saudis and Qatari intelligence officers, and a large number of them were killed. And this was probably a retaliation for the American attack on the Syrian hilltop. But that information, I've seen multiple sources for it, but again, nothing in the North American press. And it begs the question, you know, what are the Americans doing? Why are they supporting ISIS? Why is their actions the opposite of what they're saying? Okay. And of course, it also reveals that there's a split between some of the American, the Pentagon, the CIA, and the American government. The American government may be saying one thing, but obviously the CIA and the Pentagon are pursuing their own agenda, sabotaging efforts of their own government.
All right, that's international human rights lawyer Edward Corrigan joining us via Skype from Ontario. Mr. Corrigan, it's always great having you with us here on Press TV.